Once a cell has escaped regulation following mutations in oncogenes, DNA repair, and/or tumor suppressor genes, they are still hindered by the limited number of cell divisions that a cell can undergo due to their shortening telomeres. In the normal situation, a cell will typically divide somewhere in the range of 50 to 70 times, depending on the cell type, with telomeres shortening after every division. Once the telomeres reach a critical length, P53 will activate a cell cycle checkpoint and pushes that cell into senescence, preventing it from dividing any further. If P53 is inactivated, the chromosomes with critically short or absent telomeres will try to rescue themselves using the non-homologous end-joining pathway. This results in the formation of dicentric chromosomes, which will cause problems during mitosis as the two centromeres can be pulled to opposite cells, resulting in double-strand breaks and aneuploidy. This becomes a vicious cycle of repair through the non-homologous end-joining pathway and DNA breakage. At some point, this is recognized as a mitotic catastrophe, and in most cases, the cell will eventually undergo apoptosis, assuming that the various apoptotic pathways are still functioning. However, up to 85% of cancers have been found to possess telomerase activity. This can lengthen the telomeres, allowing cells with a catastrophic chromosomal rearrangement to grow indefinitely. This, along with the accumulation of additional mutations, contributes to the aggressiveness of the tumor.